they must be interested enough to fly a few of us around.
Are you typical of the people in your unit, tool and die makers?
I would say there's probably two groups of us, really. There's those that have gone through the apprenticeship and then those that had the trade before, and I'm one of those that had the trade before. My experience is probably about half our group is a little more diverse than the people that went through the apprenticeship.
What is the distinction between having the trade before and having gone through the apprenticeship program?
You've done different things. I've done different things. The first job I had, I was a machinist in a production shop. And so I learned how to do things quickly. The second place I worked was a tool and die shop, and I learned how to do things very precise and quick at the same time. I already had the speed skills, just had to transfer it over. Another thing is you're usually working with different metals in smaller shops. The first shop was a lot of cast iron. The second shop was tool steels. And
does this mean that you're perhaps more in demand?
As a skilled tradesman, yeah. There's a limited number of automotive tool and die makers. And the distinction is, before I worked at Mitsubishi, I would maybe make something on a mill or a lathe or a grinder. I might weld something, fabricate something for some fixture or some tool. Did a lot of work for Caterpillar, so it was that kind of thing. Mitsubishi is an automotive tool and die maker. It's a lot of handwork. You learn to use right angle grinders, pencil grinders, straight shank grinders to repair trim edges, to finish a die. For instance, we made a hood die this year for the Outlander Sport, and we had to machine that with a ball nose end mill to make the contours. And then you start grinding and filing and stoning, and that's different from other tool and die.
We've been hearing for decades that the supply of skilled tradespeople is going down because people tend not to go into it anymore. How competitive is this particular field for a new job?
Well, I'm not sure. There appears to be a lot out there. I know Belvedere is, Chrysler's looking. Harley will be wanting someone sometime. Ford in Louisville is looking. And this place in Chattanooga is just one of the many plants that company has. They have plants that stamp for BMW and Mercedes, and they're looking for people too. Now, if this were the state of Michigan, it'd be very competitive. There's a lot of automotive tool and die makers there. But the people at Tesla told me they couldn't find them out west. And there's really only been one car making facility out there, and that was GM, which Tesla is in their old plant. There's just not been a lot of that kind of tool and die maker out there.
Does not sound like you will have trouble finding a place to land when you finally settle on one.
I don't think so. I'd like to stay close to home, which is Urbana for me. I'm 58 and I still need to work. I'm not ready to retire yet, but being close to home would be nice. I don't know how close I'm going to be able to stay.
How are other people in the plant that you're talking to going about their search?
I can really only speak for the fellow skilled trades toolmakers and some of the electricians and in the other shops. I know that Tesla has five of our employees already in management positions, and maybe one an electrician, I'm not sure. Just talked to a guy today that is testing for a job at Harley and Tomahawk. He's an electrician, but he has very broad skills. As far as the production people, I don't know really too much. I was on one of the lines today watching a die run for him, and the lady that was operating, she doesn't know what she's going to do yet. I know one of the gentlemen on the lines, he's a bit down. He's been there a long time, and he was hoping to end his career there.
How has the emotional atmosphere in the plant changed since the initial announcement?
This is the thing that fascinates me, is I expected people to, well, any despair to be shown more, and it just, I don't see it. I know it's there. I guess they're pretty resilient. I don't know how to describe it. I thought there'd be a lot of angry people, and I don't see it anyway in my group.
often under stress, people will project or reflect off of something else in a way of showing it. Did any of that come out in the recent discussion and adoption of the contract agreement?
There's a couple of things that stand out to me. One of the supplementals had a question. These are people that come in work typically on a Monday or Friday, but sometimes they work even more days to cover someone who's not there. And the company chose not to give them anything. And I
thought, for severance?
Yeah, no severance for the supplementals. It's just like, thank you, goodbye. And I thought that was pretty cold. Other people had a lot of questions about the package we were given. I remember one gentleman wanted more information about how the state and the federal government was going to be involved and why that wasn't highlighted more. Because a lot of people don't research probably as much as this gentleman did. He seems to know a lot about what some of the benefits are going to be. Most of the questions were about themselves. They would say their age and here, I'm going to get this, right? This is what I'm going to get. And some walked away in disgust and some just walked away. Nobody seemed to get overly angry, but you could tell there was a lot of disappointment. I'm a little different in that it didn't bother me as much. I've looked for work before, and I've had jobs that didn't pay much, and this has been a good job for me. We made sacrifices for the company, and it seemed like they didn't hold up their end of the bargain by choosing to really keep the plant open like they said they would.
Let's talk about that. They did agree to keep the plant open for the remainder of the contract that just expired, the
right.
past contract. And included in that was some retooling and remodeling and a new model for the plant. How is that giving a sense of the company not meeting its obligation?
Well, you understand one thing about a retooling can be very minor at times. It might be a small change in how the vehicle looks or might be putting a different engine in it. So retooling can be a lot. Some of our retooling years past was very intense. This one wasn't so much. And the fact that we're only building one car and they kept saying they were going to give us another car to build, because we've built five different models on the same line at once. And we've 8 or more models throughout the years. And to build one model is just, well, it's the line slows way down. They take people off the line, so one person is doing the job of two or three at a slower pace, but it actually is kind of tough. I mean, I walk by these people every day and see how they work hard.
Yeah. So that didn't lead you to believe that they were going to make a go of it for the long term?
I didn't. Some of the worst advertising I've ever seen in my life for a car has been Mitsubishi. I would look at other car commercials and just shake my head.
Some workers will stay on until May as the plant goes through a shutdown procedure. How are you seeing that play out, and who's getting the opportunity to do that or not?
Well, in the maintenance groups, and there's 6 groups minus tool and die, they want 5 people, and they're going to stay till May. They're guaranteed to stay till May. And what they did was they went by the most senior person and asked till they got 5, and it went through the first. They didn't get one person till the 6th person, and then they asked the rest, and they got their 5. Only 2 people out of, I think, 19 in my group didn't get asked. So it went through everybody that wanted to make that decision could give a yes or no, except for 2 people. Now,
why are people taking a pass?
Well, here's a really rough thing. If you choose to stay till May and you get a job and you take that job before the end of May, and this is just skilled trades, you give up the severance package if you take another job. You have to stay till the end of May. Now, production people in different groups, they're keeping a certain amount of people. I'm wanting to say in stamping they're keeping 6 or 7. They will give those people their last day notice as the need arises for them to. In other words, if they've built so many service parts and they're done, that may happen in January, that may happen in March, who knows, then they can go. But it's hard to really actively look for work. You find something and say, I don't know when I can start. So that's really tough for the people that would stay, skilled trades and production. And so many people don't want to have to be able to tell a potential employer, I don't know when I can start.
Are they thinking that perhaps they'll lose out on the opportunity for jobs by waiting?
I don't think necessarily that. They just, many of the people I work with have been there a long time, 27 years, 20 to 27 years, and a lot of the people are pretty well set. Some of them have spouses with good jobs too, so I'd say the majority of people in my group are going to do okay, even if they don't find work right away. So there's just not a big, huge push. But now production, I don't know. I'd have to talk to more people. I've been wanting to talk to more about it. I really feel for those people. It's going to be tough.
What will the plant be doing between the end of production and the plant closure?
I've been curious myself. I don't know how involved our people will be in taking machinery out. I know in my department they're going to be stamping panels for service parts, and they're going to be injecting fascias and the different other plastic parts, fenders. We inject the fenders for service parts. So that's going to go until they get what they considered enough to last. I don't know how long they do that for cars, but they build up a pretty good amount. That's what we're going to be doing. The other shops, body shop is a big area, a lot of jigs, fixtures, and robots, and they've already tore out a lot of those, dismantled them. They had an outside company come in and do that, so I'm wondering who's going to do that. Are the body shop maintenance people going to do that? The people that really have it bad are the facilities. They're called utilities. They take care of the plant. They're skilled tradesmen, and they didn't offer any of those people to leave. They're here till May, whether they want to or not. And I know one gentleman had already had a job lined up, and now he can't go.
If he wants severance.
Right.
Ken Ferguson is a longtime Mitsubishi employee. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing your story.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.